It is time for sports. It's time for Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, the Celtics folded and LeBron played great.
What? No.
What?
I wouldn't know. My TV doesn't get NBA and basketball on it. It had its immunity shots.
Well, it happened. Really, he played probably the game of his life to carry the team into the next round. That's
what
all.
They say.
I know. Okay. All right. So now, in sports, the Yankees took three from the Angels. But that middle game, that kid showed why he's probably the best player in baseball.
No, he is the best player in baseball and has been. I was a catalyst that game. The Angels tore the Yankees apart. Sonny Gray threw another bat in practice session, second in a row, and they got beat up. And I didn't even think they'd play yesterday. The Yankees won 3-1 yesterday, and they won a one-run game Friday night. So they won two close games and got smashed the second in between. And today, the Astros come to town. Yep. Hopefully they get this game in. Verlander starts today for Houston.
All right, what time is the game going to be?
1 o'clock.
I'm pretty sure they'll get it. Boy, your phone's getting worse. You know,
it's only bad when I call you.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It must be the out-of-state service then.
I don't know.
Yeah. Boy, amazing.
No, I don't know about that either because I called Florida the other day and it was clear.
Really?
Yeah. Be early in the morning. I don't know what it is.
Well, anyways,
and it goes in and out. Like right now, it's fine. Then it gets bad again.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. All right, so big series for the Yankees. But I'll tell you, I mean, he's that Trout. That's his name, right? Trout.
Mike Trout.
Yeah, he's impressive in the field and throwing arm and batting. I mean, gosh, the guy's an all-round player.
Closest thing to Mickey Mantle I've ever seen.
Now, the thing I don't know is why not yesterday in the later innings? Why didn't they pinch hit Pujols?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch the game. Like I said, I didn't even know they were playing. I was at the track.
I was watching. I was because they had men on base the last two innings. And I said, geez, why aren't they bringing Pujols in just to pinch hit?
It's a good question. If that's the case, that makes 100% worth of sense. You got guys on base and you got Pujols on the bench. Why not?
And you're losing by two runs. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, base hit's going to make you right. It's going to square things up real good for you.
And a home run's going to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Absolutely. Hey, anyways. Remember when I was telling you about the Astros and their closer with the Yankees and how this guy shouldn't be pitching?
Yeah.
Well, did you check it out yesterday?
No, what?
The Astros have a 5-run lead going into the ninth inning. And in comes Ken Giles. Didn't even record an out. Gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 21 pitches without even getting an out. Tied the game, and they wound up losing in 14. There's a reason why this guy Giles didn't pitch in the playoffs. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Guy stinks.
And the Red Sox lost, and so now the Yankees are back a half a game back of the Red Sox again. But
one game out.
Yeah, with two games in hand.
They only played 49. You got a long way to go.
Yeah, I know. A long way to go. Where else do you want to go in sports?
We can go to the other team. God, do they stink. They just never cease to amaze on the level of stink for them for the Mets. 17-6 they lost on Saturday night. And then last night they lose 8-7. I think their best pitcher is pitching today. If you look at the pitching matchups, it says Brandon McCarthy's pitching for the Braves and undecided is pitching for the Mets. He's their best pitcher. They got a doubleheader today against the Braves. The Grom's pitching the first game, and your guess is as good as mine is what they're saying. Who's pitching the second game today?
All right, now.
So the Mets have a chance to get swept.
All right, now tonight is the opening night for the National Hockey League Finals, right?
Yes, tonight's game one. So fasten your seatbelts. Washington plays Las Vegas Golden Knights, and I'm rooting for Las Vegas.
So am I. So have they?
I think everybody is.
Have they picked the starting slots for the for Belmont yet?
No. Come on, Marshall. Don't race for two more weeks.
It's 2 more weeks away?
It's 3 weeks from the Preakness to the Belmont. Come on, we've been doing this, what, 11 years? You should know by now.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks between the Derby and the Preakness, 3 between the Preakness and the Belmont.
All right, 3.
Which is good. He needs an extra week at least.
All right, well, how'd your racing do this weekend?
Let me see. Not too good. I ran second in one of the stakes races at Monmouth, and I actually think I ran second in both of them. So that's not good. Mm. Second's no good. That's the first loser.
Yeah, but you've been having a pretty good year, actually.
Yeah, I've been doing all right. Been doing okay. So we'll pick it up from there. I'm not doing any. I said I was going to do picks today, but with the rain and everything, there's really nowhere to go today. The grass races are off the turf. The dirt races are on the slop. So we're going to take a mulligan today.
Now, you guys got hammered pretty good the other day with rain, right?
Put it this way. I had to go to a restaurant 3 blocks away from my house to watch the Yankee game Saturday night. We lost power. Yeah, we got hammered pretty good. It was one cell that just blew up right over this local area.
Yeah, I was watching
that. It blew up.
And you had rain, a pretty good rain all day.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Starting from like 6 o'clock on, yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then yesterday it poured in the morning for hours. That's why I didn't think the Yankee game would get in, because the amount of rain we got. And then it started raining again later in the day. And right now, everything's wet, but it's not raining.
The cutoff line for that precipitation was only about 10 miles above where you live. So, you know, if you would have gone 10, 15 miles north, you wouldn't have had that heavy rain.
Did you see the rain in Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. How about the floodings of the streets?
Yeah, I was watching the races from Pimlico, and then all of a sudden the races were canceled. I was like, wow, I guess it rained pretty hard. And then when I got home and watched TV, it looked like something you see in India.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I can't believe nobody got killed.
No, but thank God for that.
It looked like a 10-foot river. Going about 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, the water was about as high as a street sign.
Unbelievable.
Hey, one story we haven't covered yet.
What's that?
The Rangers' new coach.
Who is it?
The coach of Boston University.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. God bless America, is what you say.
Well, I guess they got an excuse why they won't be good in the next couple years.
Well,
hey,
no.
If Herb Brooks couldn't cut it in the NHL, who could?
Well, no, well, at least they'll be praying to God.
Unbelievable, huh?
Well, hey, probably nobody else wanted the job like the Knicks job.
Very possible.
You know, it's not a popular place to go when you've got management so bad. It really is not.
Yep, and they're busting the team up, so it's to see how they come back and string things together.
All right. Well, have a good day today, Mike. We, of course, it's Memorial Day, and we remember those who serviced, gave their lives, so you and I can sit here and BS about sports.
Yep. We'll watch Verlander's war against the Yankees today.
Should be pretty interesting.
Yes, it should.
I'm expecting a 3-0 or a 3-1 win for Houston in this first game.
Your psychology's not going to work. Anything could happen here.
Okay. I'm trying.
I understand.
All right, Mike, have a great day.
You too. I'll try to get this thing fixed this week, see what's going on with it.
You know, maybe we'll use your cell. Maybe we'll use your cell tomorrow.
Oh, no. I'll try that, but then that blows up my bill.
Really? Even if I call you?
I don't know about that. I know when I was using my cell to call you guys, all of a sudden, I had like a $120 bill 1 month. I was like, uh-oh. But we'll see what happens. I'll check it out.
All right. All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning. Sounds like he called in from halfway around the world, but it's actually northern New Jersey.